But my memory of Ted is that specific moment in time when he just knew he had to do something and got it done. So, hats off to him. Go ahead.
Ted was, I remember coming in there as a rookie from Villanova, and, you know, walking into that Raider locker room was, you know, going from the dorm at Villanova to the Oakland Raider locker room was a lot like going from, you know, a monastery to a halfway house. It was different, and we had some great players at that time, and I had the good fortune of being a part of, you know, the next generation, but overlapping with the Gene Upshaws and the Art Shells and the Ted Hendricks and Cliff Branch and Van Egan and Plunkett and Casper and, you know, players like that. And Ted was the smartest player I have ever played with. He could sit in a film room on Monday morning, you know, still kind of showing the effects of the celebration from the night before, and we'd throw on the film of the upcoming opponent, and Ted could call off the plays before they were even run. He was so knowledgeable and so smart, and for me to have had the opportunity to play with him for, you know, 4 or 5 years in the beginning of my career had a profound effect. And you talk about the pressure you run at that Pro Bowl. Remember, at that time, you know, if you were married and you had kids, or, you know, you brought a guest, that trip to Hawaii ended up costing you quite a bit, because a glass of orange juice was about $35 out of your honor bar at the hotel, and the loser of the game, I think, at that point got $5,000, and the winner got $7,000, and that was big money back in those days, remember?
Oh, yeah, Jack Lambert said, "Buddy, you better make this kick or I'll kill you." He was the left wing on
and
the
team, and
there's a photo of him, and he meant it.
Oh, yeah, Jack Lambert was exactly the way I thought Jack Lambert would be, and I was a big Pittsburgh Steeler guy in college, and he walked in that huddle with no teeth, just flicked his cigarette out of his hand and told us the way it was going to be. different generation, Nick.